Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Okay, how you feeling? You want to eat some chicken chips?
That's what I've been calling them all day. Chicken chips. Yeah, I do. I opened my bags already, but I tried not to smell them. I didn't want any essence of it. This is a completely foreign thing to me.
I will admit I have had a flavor of these that we are not sampling tonight because, I'll be honest, they were too delicious for me to waste on you saying it was too spicy.
That totally makes sense. I would not have enjoyed it, and you did. That's how we keep things balanced.
So I am a big fan of the Hattie B's hot chicken, Nashville hot chicken flavor of the Flock chicken chips. And I'm excited to try both the original and the salt and vinegar versions.
Their website says that they are super tasty, crispy chips made from real chicken that are low in carbs and packed with protein. Their premium, flavorful chips pack a delicious crunch that serve as a great healthy on-the-go snack that can be eaten straight from the bag or as a topping for a salad or even an addition to a charcuterie plate, which is cool because I've got one brewing for Thanksgiving and I need another crispy thing.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and open my bags real quick because I did not plan ahead.
Did you think it was weird how the bags were different sizes?
Yeah. The Nashville hot chicken ones are the size / shape of the salt and vinegar.
The flavors must really need some room.
It makes it seem like you're getting so much less when it's in this bigger bag. That bag seems so empty.
Yeah, it does look better in the little guy. I like the feeling of these bags.
It makes you feel like you're holding a quality product here, which is good because these things are pricey.
Yes. So if I go over to the products page, they do have a few other things. So they have the original that we're trying, the Hattie B's that Sarah mentioned, the salt and vinegar that we're trying. The only one in that area we didn't give a gander were the barbecue. And for 8 bags of all of those kinds, it was $24, except for the Hattie B's. They're $26. There must be a licensing fee. And then they also have a pork panko, like a breadcrumb, that is $13.90 a bag. They have a bacon jerky, and they have like a pork rind kind of thing, pork curls. So definitely all in the same category and all about the same price.
And I will say, since we purchased these, I have received quite a few emails for discounts that have tempted me. I am going to buy those Hattie B's ones again someday when I feel like I can afford them.
That's fair. Now, if this helps at all, they do say that in an effort to help end hunger in their communities, for every Flock order they receive, they donate one meal or the equivalent to hungry families, the homeless, and impoverished elders. 10% of U.S. households struggle with food insecurity, and they hope to help reduce that number. So that's nice.
That is nice. Oh. Can you tell me about the math problem on the back of these bags?
Oh, I haven't looked. Okay. Chicken skins plus culinary seasoning equals a flock of good. I don't like that. Flock of goodness. Is it the same on both?
Yeah, and I don't like that illustration.
The chicken is not making me think the way that this is drawn. It does not look natural or organic. It looks like a toy.
And then the flock of goodness looks like a cotton ball.
Yeah, I would say that is a spot on verbal description of this.
Do you want to start with the original?
I think so. The bag is a serving size. It's 1 ounce, 180 calories, 14 grams of fat, but 13 grams of protein. The smell is kind of weird. How would you describe it?
I think I would describe it. It's almost like fake chicken, but you know it's not because it's real chicken skins.
Yeah, Sarah made me this meal that I make a lot for my family, this change your life chicken, where you get through the process a very crispy chicken skin on a chicken thigh. And to me, it tastes almost like that, but wrong. Like, oh, sorry, not taste, smells. It's like it reminds me of that, but it is different somehow. And I guess that might be the fakeness. I'm not going to hold it against it, though. All
No.
right. I'm going to go for a flat one and then maybe a curly one.
Okay.
Here we go. That is wild.
Tell me more.
The first one that I had had the exact same little fat pocket. Like it tastes
Is
just
legitimately they just took the chicken skins off of a chicken.
Yeah, where is the rest of the chicken going?
I have been wondering this for a while.
Or
Where are they sourcing these chicken skins from?
it might be a great business plan. I think that I like it, but I honestly wish it was saltier.
I do too, and the Hattie B's ones are have such a nice flavor and spice that these seem a little bit lacking in comparison.
Just a tiny bit bland. I'd like to do something that I have we like don't do often. I'd like to try the other ones and then rate them both, if that's okay.
I'm for this.
Okay, so the other one are the salt and vinegar. And first of all, it's in a very cute teal bag. I like that a lot. And almost everything is the exact same. Still flock of goodness.
The smell is nicer.
Yeah, I definitely like that. I like salt and vinegar to start with. Do you like it?
Not a go-to flavor for me, typically, but I also don't dislike it.
That's fair.
Ooh, I grabbed a big one.
I also have a big one and it's a foldy. I thought I'd just go in for it.
Okay, ready?
Cheers. I preferred that.
I really liked that. You know what it made me think of? Hold on. Sorry. Is lighting up and doing things, and I feel like she's listening to me.
Rude.
She's just got this light spinning around right now. Anyway, it reminded me of a lemon pepper rotisserie chicken, like that nice acidic touch to chicken. You wouldn't think about it pairing so well, but it was really nice.
I don't know that I've ever had that, but I think that I would like to try it now. I thought the vinegar level was really good. Sometimes it can be just too aggressive, and then you get whatever the equivalent for sour tongue is with the,
Yeah.
yeah. And I'm not sure that that would happen, especially with this serving size. It's pretty reasonable. I liked it.
I liked it a lot. If you are looking for a, I won't say healthier snack, but a lower carb snack, and also, honestly, one that's going to help you with portion control,
mm-hmm.
I think this is a great option. It's yummy.
I'd be really interested in the barbecue.
Yeah, I may order. I'm now on their text message list.
Oh!
I got a text. Well, because there was an email that said if you sign up for text messages, you'd be entered for a gift card. And I feel like I got tricked. But I got a text today about a variety pack, and I wouldn't mind some of each.
Yeah, that sounds good. The only thing about liking the salt and vinegar is that it kind of shone a light on how just fine the original ones were. So I would say that is a run-of-the-mill flavor for me. I'm going to give original a 5, but the salt and vinegar an 8.
I think I'm going to go a step up on both.
Woohoo!
Wild. This never happens. I really liked that salt and vinegar. And I really do think I'll get a variety pack if and when I order again. So I can have more of those. And I really like the original too. A little more salt would be nice. Or it would be a really good vehicle for dips.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And in that case, you don't necessarily want something super salty mask the dip flavor.
Okay. You're selling me on the possibilities. I like it. I really am going to. I got 4 different, like very exciting types of goat cheese, and then some regular old cheeses, and then some brie, and then I just have some crackers, and I think I'm gonna put some of these salt and vinegar ones out. This is our Thanksgiving episode, so of course I need it represented at the Thanksgiving meal.
I bet those would go really well with some goat cheeses.
These are the flavors I got. Number 1, pumpkin spice. Maybe not with that. Number 2, sweet cherry. But number 3, everything bagel. And number 4, mango jalapeno or something like that.
Ooh. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
If it looks pretty, I'll send you a picture of it. If it does not look pretty, I will just tell you that it was fine.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Well, this has been in the planning for a while because they were more expensive. Sarah and I both ordered them and then we mailed them to each other. These chips have seen the world. And I think that it was worth it.
It really was. I know we joke about this a lot, but Flock, sponsor us. We love you.
An application for ambassador on their website. So,
maybe I'm gonna go fill it out when we hang up.
Let's look into it.
Well, do you have any? Normally, I would ask thumbs up or thumbs down. But do you have any pop culture moments that you are thankful for?
That's so nice. We talked about this at length in text, but I am thankful for the Eternals. I thought it was truly fantastic. The way that it filled my For You page on TikTok brought me joy for 2 whole weeks till Taylor took over. And I just, maybe I was the exact market for it, but I loved it and I can't wait to see the new Spider-Man. Oh, I just can't wait. I think we're maybe entering into a little bit of a sweet spot here.
I think so too.
Something I'm not thankful for, is that how I should say it?
Yes.
is that I really was like on the same boat as every other lady, a big Druig fan. Barry is short. He's like 5'8".
Oh.
Yeah, that was a big bummer. Also, the lady that plays Makari is in her 40s.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I was really learning and growing at the same time.
And I'm over here going, I'm glad Camille is funny and hot now.
No, that's important.
I have already told Elizabeth this. I don't really have much in the way of thumbs up or thumbs down because I am working all the time. So I am thankful right now. Well, for the conclusion of the second season of Love Life.
I thought it was solid.
Really loved what they did. Wrapped it up nicely. I just wish they didn't give the episodes to us so quickly.
That is my biggest gripe with HBO Max. They are creating things that I am obsessed with, and they're giving me 3 episodes a week and I'm done before a month is over. That's unacceptable.
It, and you know, either give me the whole thing at once and I can have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Or stretch it out.
I'm on the same page, girl.
Thank you. And I'm trying to think of anything else I've consumed. Have you watched Love Hard on Netflix?
No, I don't think I've even heard of it.
Oh. Well, that's because you were getting Squid Games like a million years before it popped up for the rest of the world.
It was just a robot girl. I thought it was a cartoon.
And I thought it was showing up on mine because we talked about it so much. I didn't watch it, by the way. I was warned that I would not like it.
I also didn't watch it, and I think it was just a little bit of the Katrain in me. I was just like, oh, I don't know.
But Love Hard is a Netflix romantic holiday comedy.
With Jin Yang.
From yes.
Oh, the boys yes. are having a moment on this podcast.
Yes. It was fine. It was, I had it on while I was doing some Christmas decorating. So it was a nice thing to have running in the background. A little unbelievable at points.
What?
She she falls in love on a dating app and then she flies to meet him and then finds out that she's catfished and he lives with his parents and she stays with them for Christmas. And I just think that was a weird choice.
The crew from Catfish the show would never accept that.
No.
Does she meet the person then?
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing of the movie is, yes, he was catfishing as someone in his hometown. And so the deal is he'll set her up with the hot guy because he owes her. I don't know. Of course they end up together.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like I'll enjoy it.
It's a fun enough afternoon.
Sorry, I have to go back. The hot guy is Paxton Hall Yoshida.
Yes.
I am a soul.
And he has a little more personality.
Seems
But then
reasonable.
I'm also going. I mean, I was never really supposed to believe he was in high school, right? But now it's a little bit weirder seeing him be an actual adult.
And then he'll bounce back for the third
Yeah.
season. Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I should hold off. I'd like to keep the mystery alive. Ugh. I think that that's great. I'm adding it to my list. I got some chips. The nice thing about to circle back to the snack, even though it's expensive, you get 8 bags.
Yeah, and it has lasted me. Like we said, we purchased it a while ago, and I haven't made it through all of my Hattie B's bags. It's not something you're gonna want to eat, all of them in one sitting.
Yes. I also am experiencing the same thing because I got some more Calbee Hokkaido butter snacks and I've been spacing them out.
I was thinking if we weren't doing these, what would be a Thanksgiving type snack? And I kid you not, that is what came to mind because it has vegetables in it.
Yeah, parsnips and carrots, so Thanksgiving-y.
Yes, and with potatoes.
Done. We could re-release that episode. People would be excited.
I'm worried because we talked for a good 10 minutes before we started recording, and then there was a chunk in the middle that I have to delete, and we are just now at 40 minutes.
This will be a good, you know what? It's a holiday. People are busy. So they maybe just need a little something to listen to on their way to a family friend's house, you know?
Good point. Also, typically we're, sampling like the candy corn episode, we had 20 flavors to try.
That's true. This was a very reasonable ep.
Oh, well.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you as well.
Stay tuned to our social media to see if I made a pretty charcuterie or not.
And what kind of cheese pairs well with a chicken chip?
I'll report back.
I can't wait. Flock, sponsor us.
Please, not sponsored. Could be sponsored.
Open to spots. Okay, well, this was fun. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
Oh, thanks. And I'm so sincere. Yeah, sure, whatever. And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye. Gonna go watch Seinfeld and eat the rest of, I think, this salt and vinegar ones.
That sounds good. I'm going to call my grandma.
Fun.
Adios.
Bye.